pain.
It's like my dreams out of reach. This pain and all this grief. If you see God and you have to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain and you're so deep.
Yo, I'm Pastor Phil. Welcome to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets with my great co-host, Pastor Jay and Ruck Boy on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM.
All right, everybody, it's your boy, Pastor Jay. Welcome back to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets right here on Sirius XM, channel 140, Holy Culture Radio. I'm so glad that you could be with us. And all I'm asking is that you would stay with us just a little bit longer. Today, we are talking to one of my good buddies, Lorenzo Watson, the CEO of the Christian Community Development Association. Now, you've heard us talk about CCDA a lot. Me, Pastor Phil, Terrence Foster, DJ Ruckus, all of us have talked about being a part of CCDA and what the principles mean to us. So we had to bring our guy Lorenzo on so that you could get to know who he is and hear a little bit about it. So I'm going to introduce you. First of all, let me just say welcome to my buddy, Lorenzo. Welcome to the show, Lorenzo.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, man, first of all, just do me a favor. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you are, you know, and the best of you. And then we'll go into a little bit about who CCDA is. All right.
Oh, man, you said tell them about the best of me. That means you want me to start with talking about my wife. That's the best of me. I've been married for about 20 years. My wife and I moved from North Carolina to Kerrville, Texas, which is a town of about 25,000 people, just about an hour outside of San Antonio. Like I said, we came here in 2019, live in a beautiful town of Kerrville and a neighborhood called the Doyle Community. We absolutely fell in love with it. We love our neighbors. It feels like home. So I enjoy it. I spend most of my days, though, probably in my office doing CCDA work. But when I am able to escape that, I just enjoy getting out, being in the neighborhood, doing things with my neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want y'all to hear the language. Lorenzo, one of us, right? You hear him talking about being with his neighbors, being in the neighborhood, loving on people. And, you know, that's what we talk here, man. The real talk about hip hop, the church, and the street. So we're talking about how faith intertwines with our neighborhood life every day and how we as folks of the Lord hinge that on loving people. So. Well, you keep talking about CCDA and spending your time doing that. Can you tell us a little bit about CCDA, what it is, and why, you know, you've taken on this new role? What led you to that?
Yeah, well, CCDA is it's a national association, a community of folks who believe that God is at work in the margins of society. These are individuals who are determined to identify that move of God and help their neighbors participate in it. Mm. You know, we are folks who like to sit on our front porch and just be with those that are around us, loving God in the community and loving our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What drew you to this role as the like leader of this organization now? Because this is new, y'all. For this last year fully, and we're super excited about it, but what made you even decide that this was something that you thought you could do or would want to do?
Yeah, so I'm in love with the community, and it really stems from some personal experiences I've had in my life. Some really, really tough places that I found myself. I often share these two stories. One is I had the opportunity as my grandmother was transitioning from one life to the next, to be able to sit with her and read scripture. And so, you know, that I consider it a privilege. It was a tough time because she was in the midst of transition. But as I read scripture to her, I could see this just light emanating from her, these moments of praise where she was still giving God like this complete just sense of glory and sense of gratitude. And watching my grandmother go through this experience, it made me wonder, what did she know in death that I did not know in life?
Mm.
And it set me on this path of trying to discover, what is God up to?
Yeah.
Because it was obviously something that would cause my grandmother to use her final breaths to praise this God.
Mm.
The second experience I had was when I was a college student, I had the opportunity to sit down with a gentleman who I perceived to be unhoused to share a meal. And during that meal, this man just ministered to me about the necessity of the church and what, according to him, would cause the church to thrive. And so here again, this was an individual who historically, traditionally is marginalized in society, but he was offering me, a college student, these jewels of life. And so you take these two instances together, and it really set me on this path of like, what am I missing when I ignore significant parts of society? And it caused me to go into these places that are marginalized to see if I could figure out what God was doing there.
Mm.
And it's that essentially has like just kind of blown my mind day in and day out, because it's like God is here.
Mm.
You know, God is in these places doing amazing and miraculous things, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And so when I was able to connect with the CCDA community around 2008, 2009, I discovered that there was like a nationwide group of people who were doing this, just the same thing. This like a group of people who had figured out well before I did that God was already at work in many of these places, and that it's a privilege to be invited in by your neighbors to experience the move of God. Mm-hmm. And so, and I often point back to a Howard Thurman quote of, we don't need to ask what the world needs. We need to ask what makes us come alive, and then go do that.
Mm.
Right? Because what the world really needs is more people who've come alive.
Yeah.
And so I take all of these things together to say that my motivating question is, how do I remove the systemic barriers that prevent people from becoming the fullest expression of themselves, even in the darkest of places within our society? And that's what CCDA leaders are doing. They're living in places that are often neglected, but they're doing so in such a way that honors the dignity of the people who live beside them, as well as recognizes the work that God is doing in those places, and solidarity,
Oh, good. And I'm glad you snuck that word solidarity in there, because a lot of times you hear people doing that kind of work, like working with marginalized or people who society typically puts on the outside, have a language you want to use, right?
Yeah.
And they use the word help, right? We want to go help those people, or God's called me to be a missionary to those people, or God's called me to go be a light in darkness, that type of thing. What's the difference between, because you use the word solidarity, which is a very different word. What's the difference between the way CCDA operates in that way when we are in these communities versus the way that typical mindset will work about coming to go help people?
Yeah, so we reject the deficit mentality that folks living in these communities are somehow innately deficient and incapable of supporting themselves or offering resources, tools, being an asset to society in general. We go in with the idea, with the understanding that individuals everywhere have something to offer. You know, they have these assets that God has blessed them with, and it's our privilege to join with them, not to save them, but to join with them in this shared discovery of the beauty of creation of community. So it's about being together with people, bringing community flourish together, not on behalf of.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I have a line that I say all the time about the power of with, whenever you add the word with to a sentence, it completely changes its meaning. I can say, I want to serve, or I can say, I want to serve with, and it's a different serve with automatically assumes that somebody already serving and I'm just coming alongside of them. Learn or want to learn with, and assumes that people are already learning and I'm coming in to be a part of that learning. And I think that's what I love most about the Christian Community Development Association is it helped me reframe myself, even as somebody grew up in an inner city neighborhood that most people looked at as neglected and only a place to escape, never a place to invest in.
Yes.
When I got in my mind that there were already all these amazing people resiliently doing amazing work in the community, it made me see my own neighborhood completely in the way I have my entire life. And that was just about me changing my view and my frames around the way I saw my community. So I know that there's lots of language in CCDA that talks about that. And in our next section, I'm going to let them go into the philosophy and the way we think and all that stuff, y'all. But I do want to ask you, when you think of CCD work, who are your immediate, I'll use the word heroes, but who inspires you? CCD work and why? Like, what is it that inspires you as a CEO? You get to be around people all the time.
Okay. Well, are you talking more like person I can touch or just
this little thing?
Okay.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah.
Well, it's the one that I already mentioned. It's Howard Thurman. That quote is truly profound for me because it forces the paradigm that everybody has something to offer, that everybody has this light that they can offer to the to the grander society. It just so happens that sometimes we become preoccupied with looking outside of ourselves, right? And I think communities tend to do that as well. Sometimes we, our communities, we look down on ourselves and we don't see the beauty that's within our own neighborhoods, right? And so the question then be, taking this Thurman quote, the question is not really what outside of my neighborhood, what outside of my community will cause us to flourish or to prosper, whatever language you prefer, but it's what's within us. Like what is within our neighborhood that's already beautiful that we can tap into as a group of individuals and then collectively witness that beauty of God. So that Howard Thurman and the way that he approached the world is truly inspiring to me. And then, I'm pretty typical. I mean, I look to my parents as examples of folks who just kind of just loved people. I grew up, following my dad around at church and going to the mother's house, cutting grass and getting paid with sweet potato pie and so that was my upbringing. We never were in a position where we felt like we were better than anybody, but we were also taught that we were always just as good as the next. And my mother is the same way. She's caring for folks. She was in the kitchen ministry at church, and so serving. I did that too. Man, I remember going with my parents. Like we drove. It was like to a whole nother state to just sit with somebody to do communion, right? Mm-hmm. So doing things like that, and just where you just go out of your way because you recognize that each person is worth your time. Each person is worth being with. Those are my examples.
Yeah, so those are perfect, right? And I think that's what endears me to you, to CCDA, to my family over there, is that there is this innate connection, as I say, especially as those of us grew up in the Black church, as kids growing up in church, there's this innate connection to what CCDA is saying, because we can look back at the way we were raised and go, mm-hmm. These folks didn't have college education. These folks didn't have degrees. They didn't have degrees. They didn't have anything. They could barely read their Bibles. And yet they got this stuff that we had to be taught. And so I'm just really thankful that I would say the same. Those heroes are people that I've just seen every day. Y'all, this is what we're talking about. I'm so glad to have my man Lorenzo on with us, y'all. We will be right back. He's going to keep talking to us about CCDA, get into the philosophy, and get into what his hopes and dreams are for the association as we move forward. This is Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets right here, SiriusXM Channel 140. We'll see y'all in a second.
Feel my pain, it gets so deep, that make it hard to sleep. If you see God, crazy in these streets. If you see God, you have to sleep. Tell him it's crazy in these streets.
Welcome back to Church on the Block here on Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy, Pastor Jay. Got my man Lorenzo in here, the CEO of CCDA, the Christian Community Development Association. We've been talking a little bit about CCDA's principles and core values and why we think the way we think and what CCDA is about. Okay, dude, you're talking about, you know, power structures and you know, and race and gender and all these things. But man, you know, y'all said y'all the Christian Community Development Association, right? Like, what does this got to do with Jesus and Christ, man? Like, can you help us bridge that gap, sir?
It has everything to do with Jesus, right? So that was Jesus' mission. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we were the marginalized group, right? We were the ones that were lost to sin, and Jesus came and defeated our marginalization so that we could be empowered and to be one. But this is also the life and ministry. Jesus spent time with the poor, with the outcast. You know, that's where Jesus spent his time. The Bible, specifically within the prophets, if you read the prophets in the Bible, it's talking about, you know, not exploiting people, you know, not stealing from the poor, or taking care of the widows, taking care of the orphans. So there are these groups that the Bible just outright states, you need to take care of these individuals. So it's the main part of what we do as Christians.
I love when I hear like folks seeing that lens or seeing scripture through that lens of, you know, like that's Jesus's life and ministry. You know, Jesus gets in trouble with the religious leaders because they're like, yo, he's always at the like with the sinners at the table. Like they ain't washing their heads. They're not doing any of the ceremonious stuff he's supposed to do. And Jesus' response is like, sick people need a doctor, not like healthy people. So I'm good. And so I think we'll 100% get amens from people. But then the question becomes, but like, this is not just about like y'all sitting with people who we get left out. Like you were just talking about like fighting structures and like, I don't understand what that has to do like with Jesus and all that stuff. And so I love being with my CCDA folks because we have a lens for justice, but also don't leave out righteousness. Can you talk a little bit about why justice is core to what we do and yet why the righteousness lens is also super important for us as Christian community developers?
Yeah, so that justice aspect is critical to live in a faithful Christian life, right? And so I guess what I would say there is that we are supposed to stand up for those who are oppressed, right? So the ones who may not be able to fend for themselves, that's where we are to stand in the gap for those individuals. That is that justice component to it, right? That is our righteousness, our expression of love and liberation from Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I love that too. And I think when we stand up and say that like we're distinctly Christian about this, because, you know, obviously we're not the only people in the world doing community development or that love justice. When we say we're distinctly Christian, what separates us from someone doing community development or working in justice or working in a neighborhood that's marginalized that might be doing it just because it's a good thing to do versus us doing it from a Christian lens? So what would make people, you know, who don't understand this thing from that lens really see the distinctiveness in what we do versus somebody who just says, I work for a community development organization and I do this?
These are the good questions. These are the profound questions. I think when you begin to look at, you know, Christianity, what this would ask for is an examination of the church, right? And the necessity of the church as an institution in this work, Right. And so we look at the church as it is designed in, you know, this commission that we have from Jesus. It's all about building community, right? It's about being together, being one. And so the Christian call is for us to build community with each other, to serve one another, right? We can even take example from the day of Pentecost, where they sold everything, they had all things common with each other, right? So there's this idea that my spirituality, my Christianity is calling me to be one, like intimately one with my neighbor, to the point where I am selling my things to make sure that you have what you need. It's a part of my faith mandate to ensure that you survive, right? Jesus's prayer was, Father, make them one as we are one. So there's this unity. You know, earlier we were talking about the beloved community, right? And so within that is the idea that we need each other to survive, right? There's this, it's not just a desire, it's a necessity. You know, our Christian faith necessitates that all people are well, that all things are well, right? When God was creating the universe, God would stop and say that it is good. All things were well, not just in and of themselves, but as they related to the other, right? And so when we look at, you and I have talked about this before, as we look at life and existence, all things that are living are dependent on something outside of themselves to continue existence. We see that threaded throughout the Christian faith, right? That where two or three are gathered, right? There is in the base unit of existence, when God said, let us create, there is this intimate necessity for well-being across the community. That is my Christian faith. And so the more I begin to seek the well-being of my neighbor, the welfare of the city, the more I'm leaning into the original design, right? Where it's like when I you know, close my door at night or I lay my head down to sleep, I should be able to dream of my community and say, it's well, right? When we get together, when two or three of us gather in my community and we create, right? We can stop and we can say, it is well. And so that is our faith, that is our Christian mandate that compels us to do everything that we do as TCDA.
Yeah, I hope y'all ain't missing this. Larissa was preaching right now. That was dope. Like this, the innateness even went back to creation. Like at the very beginning, it's about community. It's about more than one, right? And so I think one of the things that I've run into, I know in my neighborhood is that, you know, my church is Lawndale Christian Community Church, and we have a health center, Lawndale Christian Health Center, and a development, Lawndale Christian Development Corporation. And there's lots of people who see the good work we do and see us tie Christianity to it. But then they wonder if I'm not Christian, if like you will work with me or if I'm able to work. And so even though we're distinctly Christian, how do we respond as an association to other people doing good work in the community that may not be Christian, whether that's, you know, not faith connected at all or whether of a different faith?
Well, we can thank Brother Frederick Douglass for the quote, we'll work with anybody to do good, nobody to do wrong. And so, if you're committed to the principles of justice for all and well-being for your neighbor, then yes, we can partner. We will remain unapologetically Christian, right? And in what we do and what we bring to the table, but we can work together. You know, and oftentimes we do forget that the Spirit. I don't want to go too far on the show. I don't know how much you
exist. Smart as you want to go, man. You want to touch on the block.
So Christianity is our attempt to explain our characterization of God, right? And so I'm not going to limit God to my characterization
yes,
of God, right? And so however God decides to show up for someone, God just decides to show up in that way. But what will be similar is that the character of God will remain, right? And so I think we oftentimes lose ourselves in the dogma of our explanation of God, because that's where we're comfortable. We can even go back to the previous conversation around power, right? Religious power dynamics within the United States dictate that, you know, Christianity is the dominant religion here, right? And so with that being said, we sometimes marginalize other people's understandings and appreciations of what God is doing. And I just say, I'm leaving that up to God. As long as God's character doesn't change, I'm cool with it.
That's good. That's good. That's good, man. I think that if more Christian spaces held dogma, creeds, and things like that a little looser, and I know why they're valuable. Don't get me wrong, y'all. Like, I understand, like, the unity they bring, they express, like, they help people kind of put things in categories for themselves as they walk their own faith journey. But I think if we could hold stuff like that looser, like one of my favorite little quotes, it's a good little Christian quote, is, you know, in all the, you know, I think it's like in all the essentials, we find, you know, unity, but in the non-essentials, we find liberty. You know what I mean? So it's like if we might disagree, but that you got the liberty to do that. You know what I'm saying? But in the things we agree on, we get to find unity and we get to work together. And essentially what you're saying is our essential is the character of God. You know what I mean? And so as long as God's character remains the same, has the same passion for those who have been left out and let down, and wants to see neighborhood and communal growth happen, we down for whoever. You know, in my neighborhood, a bullet don't have a name, a religion, a gender, nothing. So we just trying to stop all the bullets, you know what I mean, no matter where they're coming from. So that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. I'll ask you one more before we get off in this section, man. Just quick question about, like, some of the, like, nuts and bolts or groundwork of CCDA. Like, what does it look like to be doing, like, CCD ministry? Like, what? Give me an example of something like that.
Yeah, so it's probably what a lot of your audience is already doing, is being with people, right? So doing CCDA in a very tangible way is sitting on the porch with your neighbor, sharing a meal, perhaps, or talking about how their day is going. It is, you know, coming together maybe in a local community center to talk about all the great things that are happening in the community, or to strategize on how to support the youth and, you know, through education or something like that. It is maybe having a game night for the elderly in the community to come together. It is being with people in the mundane parts of life, and then also in the special parts of life.
So you don't have to be like a pastor or like a theologian or somebody like with a big title to do this. Like, is this for anybody?
It is for anybody and everybody. And sometimes being those things is a hindrance more than a help. But the bottom line is just being with each other in whatever you bring. Yeah.
Yeah. No, now y'all see why we love, like, being a part of the Christian Community Development Association. And it makes sense when you've listened to this show at all, like, why this would be our people, like the folks that we would like to spend our time with. But before we get off of here real quick, man, I just want you to tell people how they can connect with you, how they can connect with CCDA, whether that's online or ever. And then, you know, what it looks like to get connected with the Christian Community Development Association.
Anybody looking to connect with me, you can feel free to send me an email. I'm happy to get it. It's Lorenzo, that's Lorenzo, at ccda.org. And then if you want to just learn more about the organization, go to ccda.org. And check us out. We would love to have you join. And when you do join, you're going to get connected to, last time I checked, around 3,000 other people who are dedicated to the same thing that you're dedicated to. So like I said in the beginning, essentially, this is the home you've been looking for. If you're dedicated to loving your neighbor and to loving God with everything that you got, then we're your people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once again, make sure that you connect. Like I said, you get connected to CCDA. This is our family too, man. So, you know, if you got questions, hit us up on social media, Church on the Block. Check us out. You know how to get to us, me at Lawndale, Pastor Phil at the firehouse, and DJ Ruckus there as well. Any ways that you want to connect we want you connected with CCDA because it is a great association. And he said 3,000, but that's like the members. But there's like way more people than that, than just people who are official members. There's a bunch of folks who just call it family. So we want you to be connected with good folks doing good work on the ground. Please visit CCDA.org. Check out the Christian Community Development Association. And even if you're not able to get like officially connected with us, like keep doing the good work on the grounds, keep sitting on porches, talking to folks, keep helping young people, you know, find their identity, help working out at your local school, volunteering, doing whatever you do. Even if that's just waking up in the morning, going outside and picking up some trash off the ground, like be the change you want to see in the world, because that's what we believe at the Christian Community Development Association. Yeah. So while we're talking a little bit about what it means to be or do CCD, we're going to come back in this next section and have Lorenzo kind of break down the philosophy of Christian community development for us, so that if you want to actually start practicing this, you have like a starting point. And you can also, you know, check out more at the places he gave us earlier. All right. We'll be right back. Sirius XM, Holy Culture Radio, Church on the Block, baby. All right, y'all. Welcome back. Church on the Block, Sirius XM, your boy, Pastor Jay. We missing our boy, Pastor Phil Jay, and the boy, DJ Ruckus, but they here in spirit. And I got somebody even better. We've been on here with my man, Lorenzo Watson, who is the CEO of the Christian Community Development Association, dropping knowledge. So we've been talking a little bit about what the association is, why we consider ourselves distinctly Christian, what it looks like to do the work. And we thought, why not talk through the philosophy a little bit of Christian community development so that, you know, if you actually are interested in engaging, you might have a starting point. So I'm going to hand this over to Lorenzo. He's going to talk to us about the 8 key components of Christian community development and give us some background. All right, here you go, Lorenzo.
Thank you, sir. So the CCDA philosophy is just that, a philosophy. One of the things we always get asked is, you know, what does it look like to, you know, to actually do this stuff? You know, when I start, you know, living a CCD lifestyle, like, what is that going to actually look like? And the truth is, it just depends. It really depends on your neighborhood, your context, you know, what's happening around you. The philosophy was never intended to be a model that you replicate, but it was intended to be a philosophy that inspires you to create with those that are around you. And so we know that our CCD philosophy, or Christian Community Development philosophy, is made up of 8 principles that are all intersecting in various ways, right? But all of these things come together to create this opportunity for engagement with our neighbor. So they started off with the first 3 that we often refer to as like just the 3 R's. So it's reconciliation, redistribution, and relocation. All right. So what are we talking about there? We're talking about being reconciled to one another and to God, right? So that means, so earlier we've talked about this probably quite at length, you know, what does it look like to be well, like to have well-being with the person that's beside me, and also well-being with my creator as well. Redistribution, right? For some people, that's a dirty word, right? But what we're really looking at here is we're looking at power structures, right? How do we ensure that the systems that are responsible for distributing resources are doing so in an equitable fashion, right? And so that is a part of Christian community development. Relocation, or being proximate, right? So we're not telling all of you right now to leave your homes and to move in another community and gentrify. We're not telling you to do that. But what we're telling you to do is to operate in true solidarity with those on the margins, to be proximate in those spaces in as much as you are welcome and able.
Mm. Okay. I like that word, welcome. I like that word.
Yes. And then there's leadership development. Right. So we've all been, given these leadership abilities by God, right? Different capacities, but we all can lead in some way. So the idea here is, when you begin CCD work, right, you're not a dictator. This is a shared leadership model, right? How are you helping those that are coming after you to assume leadership And so then also not just assume leadership in the future, but how are you making space for them to embrace their leadership today? Right. That's a part of leadership development. And then sort of coupled with that is this next component of empowerment. Now, we're not asking you to give people power because you can't. But what you can do is recognize the power that God has already placed within them, and then you can get out of the way so that they can express the authentic authority that God has placed within them. That's what empowerment is in this philosophy. And that we believe that these things operate and revolve around the church, that the church is the institution that God has established to bring salvation to the world, and also to bring wholeness and wellness to the neighborhoods and communities that we live in. And so we are asking that you find a local congregation. Now, that can take different forms. I'm not telling you that you have to dress up in a suit and tie and sit in the pew on Sunday morning. But what you do need to do is, on a consistent basis, is have some sort of spiritual fellowship with those of like mind, right? You need to be held accountable by your sisters and brothers who are of like mind. And that could be a fellowship church. It could be in a basement. It could be on somebody's porch, like we've talked about, just kind of talking about where you're seeing the Spirit move and testifying to each other. And those testimonies can take all sorts of shapes, through music, dance. So don't get caught up on the fact that it says church, but do get hung up on the fact that it's a call to community and a call to a faith community. Then there is listening in the community, right? We can't do this work without first listening to the people that we call ourselves trying to serve, right? We must listen and we must hear and we must be instructed before we can do anything else, right? And then lastly, Christian community development is holistic in its approach. In other words, there is no silver bullet. There is no one thing that's going to solve everyone's problem. It's going to take everything coming to bear to create wholeness and wellness. So that's a very quick overview and high level, just a conversation about the eight principles of Christian community development.
Thanks for sharing those. And, I think you can, even in our conversations and dialogues in this radio show, you can hear how we try to live those out. Like we're a radio show where it could just be us three on here talking all the time, me, Phil, and Ruckus. But what we try to do is we try to bring people on. Like when we talked about, or we did our shows on women preachers, right? We didn't three guys sit here and talk about, we invited women preachers from our context on to so we could hear their stories, their narratives, and their theological underpinnings that help them to understand why they walk into life the way they do. When we had our conversations on the LGBTQIA+ community and Christianity, we had LGBTQIA+ people on, our own children, me and DJ Ruckus, right? So it was this idea of making it personal. All of those things are a part of Christian community development, right? We're proximate, like we live in proximity to people. And then we bring them on and allow them to lead us into greater understandings of spaces where they're marginalized or feel like they've been oppressed in. And I really, like, I credit CCD, the philosophy, and CCDA, the association, for those type of understandings, because now they're not even things I try to do. Like those eight principles he just read, like, they're like one big lifestyle for me versus like, oh, let me go down the list and do my eight things. And so I think I'd love for you to talk just a little bit about, if you can give us some stories or like a testimony, like when you've heard, whether it be from an organization that's a part of the association, but ways that those things are lived out that you see. Because sometimes people hear like these bullet points or these like principles, but they're not able to actually put any like meat on those skeletons. Can you give us just like one or two stories that you could think of great organizations or things that happen in communities?
Well, that's good. So I would love to start with just a personal story of when I was in college. I always go back to this particular story because for me it represents what CCD is. And so when I was in college, I was a typical college student. I didn't have a lot of resources, a lot of money. And I recall one particular day where I was heading back to my dorm room after class, and there was a gentleman who was unhoused who stopped me and was asking me for something, right? And so I was like, you know, I don't really have a lot, so I didn't want to make time, but I felt moved and inspired by the Spirit to actually have lunch with this gentleman. And so I stopped what I was doing. I had lunch with him, and I felt the Spirit just telling me to be quiet and to listen. So I just sat there. He ate. I didn't have a lot, like I said, so I didn't actually have enough money to buy both of us food. So I did buy something from him, and he ate. And then at the end of the meal, he looked at me and said, "You know what the church needs? The church needs more love." Right? And so here I am, you know, I'm on this path of education, you know, upwardly mobile, you know, young Black man, you know, in college, you know, trying to do all the good things that you're told to do. And yet I'm being given this transformative life lesson from an unhoused individual who was asking me for money to pay for his meal. To me, this exemplifies what CCD is, right? We don't get understanding from our positions in life, right? So like me going to college didn't teach me that. But what did teach me that was this unhoused individual with tattered clothing who had been through life and had learned that this is what's needed. So like you were saying, right? When we find ourselves in marginalized spaces, the greatest lessons that we will learn are from those who have been in those spaces. Now, hear me when I say that I'm not ignoring those of you who are doing this work, who are all who grew up in these spaces, right? And so it's not to say that everyone who does this is coming back, but even if you have remained in your community, you cannot neglect the things that can only be learned from the community, right? None of us know it all. Like we said before, God said, "Let us." I mean, I don't think there's no one among us that would deny that God has the power, right, to create by God's self. But in the moment of creation, God said, "Let us." And so no one person, no one being has all that they need in and of themselves. And so even if you remained or you went to a different community, everything begins with listening and then co-creating life together. So that's what I began to think about as I imagined CCD being expressed. And there are hundreds of organizations, thousands of organizations around the U.S. that are embodying this in a real practical way, you know, day in and day out. Your very own congregation, right? Wandale Christian Community Church is doing this in a truly powerful way. I love to think about, you know, the church that we attend, even in the Doyle community, are doing CCD things. If we asked them if it was CCD, would they say it? It probably wouldn't say that it's CCD, you know, because not everybody has that language. But what does it look like there? It looks like, you know, we're going to have a game night where everyone in our community can come because we're not always welcome in other spaces around the city. Even if we do show up in those spaces, we're not, you know, necessarily sure how we'll be received, but we create our own spaces. It looks like a gentleman in my community who was a former drug dealer who was incarcerated for dealing drugs, but then came back and decided that he wanted to use his life to better his community. And so now all of the entrepreneurial spirit that he has, he's using it to start multiple businesses and to have an Easter egg hunt for the kids every year, to do a basketball tournament for the youth in the community. That is CCD. It is the everyday person living in community, learning and loving with each other.
It's beautiful, man. This is why we wanted y'all to meet Lorenzo. This is why we want to make sure that you understand who Christian Community Development Association is and what Christian Community Development, the philosophy is. So, y'all, we appreciate you listening in once again every time on Sunday mornings right here on Channel 154 Sirius XM, Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop, the church, and the streets. We will see y'all next week. We appreciate you. And hey, wherever you are, be the change you want to see in the world, and you'll be doing Christian Community Development and following Jesus there. We'll see you next time. We out.
Thank you for listening to Church on the Block, real talk about hip hop, the church, and the streets. We're back here, same time, same day, next week. Come with us. If you see God and you're having a sleep, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Tell him it's crazy in these streets. Tell him it's crazy in these streets.